Beacon of guidance.
When hearts were lost in darkest skies.
When hearts were lost in darkest skies.
The beacon of guidance did rise.
Beacon of guidance.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abundance of peace and blessings be upon Nabi Kareem, Ra'uf al-Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim ridwan. You are watching the program called Beacon of Guidance. Yes, we are discussing the blessed life of Sarkari Baghdad, Pire Pira, Mire Mira, the peer of all peers, the guide of all guides, the mentor of all mentors, subhanallah, Roshan Zamir, Sultan al-Awliya, the king of all kings, the leader of all leaders, dear viewers, Sarkari Baghdad, Huzuri Ghose Azam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, Quddisa Sirruhu Nurani, subhanallah. And in today's program, we are going to be discussing how Ghose Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had reformed the Ummah, dear viewers. What abilities and power and maqam has Allah Azza wa Jalla bestowed upon Ghusul Azam is beyond our imagination. We cannot even fathom what is the actual status and maqam. But just for you to understand, it has been said, Ghusul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is amongst the awliya, just as the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's maqam and status is amongst the anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So today we are going to be having the opportunity to hear some words about the blessed teachings of Ghusul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, as well as his religious services, dear viewers. Before we go any further into that discussion, remember once again, we are speaking about that friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla, about whom we have been guided, we have been said in the hadith, اتقوا فراسة المؤمن فإنه ينظر بنور الله. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And that is beware of the insight and perception of a believer, for he sees with the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firasat means insight. And insight is a light that Allah azza wa jalla places in the heart of his servants. Subhanallah. Allama Mawlana Munawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whilst explaining this beautiful hadith, he writes, the light that Allah azza wa jalla almighty places in the heart of a complete believer makes the heart shine like a mirror, in which everything is clearly visible, subhanallah. Therefore, by the blessings of this nur and light, the servant becomes aware of the hidden matters and is able to see the secrets that Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed and showed that personality, subhanallah. Allah Kareem have mercy, dear viewers. One beautiful waqiyah about this great personality, Shaykh Abul Faraj rahmatullahi Ali, was a devotee, an ashiq and disciple of Ghusul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. He was blessed to witness the noble era of Ghusul Azam rahmatullahi Ali, and he had the honor of visiting him, and he was granted devotion and love for him, subhanallah. So Shaykh Abul Faraj rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, he said once, I was privileged of passing by the madrasa of Ghusul Azam rahmatullahi Ali, and during that time of Asr, where the takbir was being called in the masjid, subhanallah, I was passing by at that moment, and I took the opportunity thinking that I would perform my Salatul Asr in Jama'at, subhanallah, the congregational prayer, and I would also have the chance to visit Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. He says, therefore, I hurriedly entered the masjid, believing that I was in a state of ablution. Jalbazi mein jab main andar pohcha, and I thought I had wudu, and quickly joined the Jama'at, subhanallah, the congregational prayer, to pray behind Ghusul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. He says, when we finished the prayer, Allahu Akbar, once we were done with salah, the one who is aware of the states of hearts and the guide of all those who are lost, Ghusul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, turned his attention towards me and said, Ay bunayya al-ghaflatu shamilatul lak. Oh my son, you have been surrounded by heedlessness. You have prayed without ablution. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, qurban jaye. Ghusul Azam ki firasat pe. Subhanallah, what a magnificent status belongs to my peer. Our peer, Roshan Zamir, the peer of all peers, The Peer Dastagir, the one who aids and helps Ghousul Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, that Shaykh Abul Faraj Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh mistakenly performed a prayer without ablution, without wudu. Ghousul Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, with his inner knowledge and insight, recognized that he had prayed without ablution. Subhanallah. So these are the elevated statuses of the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Kareem, out of honor for his Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, grant them knowledge of hidden matters, dear viewers. Jo cheez hum dekh nahi sakte, Allahu Akbar, they become visible for the awliya and for the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, we should know that Ghousul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali is not only a perfect believer, but also the imam and the leader of the perfect ones, subhanallah. He is the peer of peers. Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted him the light of insight. His status is indeed remarkable, dear viewers. He himself says, O people, if it weren't for the restrictions of the sharia upon my tongue, I would tell you what you eat in your homes and what you saved for later. Allahu Akbar. You are before me like a glass bottle. I can see what is within you and your outward appearance. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So Ghousul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala's andaz is just so unique. Subhanallah. See how he rectified a person without hurting the feelings of the person, without shaming the person. Subhanallah. He rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali would invite people towards righteousness. He rahmatullahi Ali would alhamdulillah also deliver speeches in large gatherings. He rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali would deliver heart-rending speeches that change the lives of people. He rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali also used to teach in the madrasa. Being such a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he would dedicate his time to part ilm-e-deen, and along with that, he rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali would also make the people understand individually to facilitate their reformation. Subhanallah. This is kamal ki baat hai, subhanallah. That aside from teaching in a gathering, he rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali would dedicate his personal time to reform people individually as well. May we also be blessed with this passion, dear viewers. Generally, there is an ongoing effort to invite people towards righteousness, and that is through Madani channel, through the da'wah of Dawat Islami, subhanallah. So we should also form the habit to reform people individually. If you see someone making a mistake in prayer or in wudu, or you visit someone's shop and they are indulging in some sort of sins and gunah, then instead of backbiting, instead of tale-telling, using foul language, Allahu Akbar, we should become guidance for them, a means of guidance and showing them the path, dear viewers. Because we hold the daman of Ghousul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Remember this beautiful hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our aqa and master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, by Allah Azza wa Jalla, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants guidance to even one person through you, it is better for you than red camels. Allahu Akbar. This hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari, dear viewers. So it is narrated from Hazrat Sayyiduna Ka'b al-Akhbar radiyallahu an, Jannat al-Firdaus is specially for the person who invites towards righteousness and forbids evil. Command that what is good and forbid people from evil, subhanallah. This is the speciality of this ummah, that we guide others, we help and aid others, dear viewers, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem make this possible for all of us. This was the maqam of Ghousul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we should know that in the 5th century, in the era of Ghousul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, when he rahmatullahi Ali was born, dear viewers, Allahu Akbar, you should know the history that the Muslim ummah were facing several trials. Attacks were being made on the beliefs and ideologies of Muslims. Religious deviation was spreading everywhere, and the morals and character of Muslims were being undermined. Non-Muslims were outchestering conspiracies. Yani the Muslim rule, present day known as Spain, was on the verge of collapse. Can you imagine? Everywhere was chaos. It was a chaotic situation. Egypt, being such a ancient country, dear viewers, Egypt had fallen under the control of non-Muslim. Can you imagine? And in Iraq, a hypocrite who was a tyrant person, ruthless figure named Hassan Sabbah, and his movement were actually causing havoc through massacre and plunder. In Baghdad itself, which was the capital at that time, the situation was so dire that it was said at that time in Baghdad Mu'alla, قَارُونُ لَوْ حَلَّ بِهَا جَازَتَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّدَقَةُ. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, it was being said in Baghdad at that time that even a person as wealthy as Qarun, if he were to reside in Baghdad, due to the conditions, inflation and high expenses, he would become so poor that he would be eligible for zakat. Yani Baghdad ka ye wo hal tha, dear viewers. During such delicate circumstances, Sayyidina Ghawth al-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali served this deen, provided support to the sinking ship of the Muslims or Muslim Ummah, revived the original teachings of Islam, and infused the light of the noble Quran-e-Pak and Sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and religious teachings into the morals and character of the Muslims. Allahu Akbar. It is for this reason, it is due to these very services that he is referred to as Muhyuddin, the reviver of the deen. Subhanallah. Ek martaba Ghawth-e-Pak se pucha bhi gaya tha. Sayyidina Ghawth al-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali was asked, Ya Sayyidi, aapko ye laqab kahan se mila? Muhyuddin, this title that you have attained, from where have you got this? So Ghawth-e-Pak khud farmate hain, on a Friday I was returning from a journey. On the way I saw a very weak person who greeted me. I replied and he said, lift me. So I lifted him and I sat him down. And suddenly when I sat him down, his face turned radiant and bright. Subhanallah. His body was rejuvenated. His weakness disappeared. I was astonished. He then said to me, this is not surprising. I am the religion of your grandfather, Sayyiduna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then that person said to me, I was weakening due to the people's indifferences, indifference and inaction. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given me a new life, O Abdul Qadir, through you. Allahu Akbar. You are Muhyuddin, yani reviver of the religion. Ghawth-e-Pak says, after that, when I reached Baghdad and performed the Friday prayer, people rushed towards me, calling me Muhyuddin, O Muhyuddin, and began kissing my hands. Allahu Akbar. Our peer, Ghawth al-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, is the reviver of the religion, Muhyuddin. At that time, people were becoming increasingly indifferent. Heresy was gaining ground and people were distancing themselves from the faith. The practices of the sunnah was being neglected. Enthusiasm for prayer diminishing. Allahu Akbar. The love for wealth, positions, were all at its peak at that time, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. So, Ghawth al-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali took on the responsibility of reforming the ummah, working tirelessly day and night. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi revived the deen in this way, when corruption was at its peak. Allahu Akbar. Imagine Baghdad being such a beautiful, flourishing city. If people like Qarun, example of Qarun could be given, that if somebody rich as Qarun was in Baghdad at that time, he would become a recipient of zakat itself. So imagine what was the state of Baghdad when Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi came and he changed the naqsha. He changed the situation of people, subhanallah. Abhi is waqiye ko sunte hain, subhanallah. What a beautiful waqiya and story of Ghawth-e-Azam reforming people. Sayyidina Abu Hassan rahmatullahi ta'ala narrates, he says, one day, many people, including myself, set out to visit Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, intending to ask for prayers to resolve our difficulties and worries. Aaj bhi log sarkari Baghdad ke darbar pe jaate hain, duaye mangte hain, Allahu Akbar, and the duas and the questionings are answered in the court of Ghawth al-Azam. He says, along the way, more people joined us. Raste mein aur people came, more people came and joined us. Subhanallah. Among them was a boy whom I knew. He had very poor manners and often remained impure. Anyways, as we were heading towards the sacred presence of Ghawth al-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, this person says, coincidentally, ittifaq se, we encountered him on the way. That same ill-mannered boy. Woh bachche se mulaqat hui, jiske paas koi sharm o haya nahi tha. So we all moved forward and greeted Ghawth al-Azam with salam and began to kiss the blessed hands of Ghawth al-Azam. One by one came and greeted him, shook his hands, kissed his hands. When that boy, known for his bad character, known for his shamelessness and immoralities, stepped forward to kiss the hands of Ghawth al-Azam, he rahmatullahi ta'ala ali withdrew his hands. Then he cast a glance at that boy, unable to bear the radiance of Ghawth al-Azam rahmatullahi ali's gaze. The boy fainted and fell to the ground unconscious. When he regained his consciousness, he immediately repented for his bad manner. And after that, Ghawth al-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala shook that boy's hand. Allahu Akbar, the narrator says, with one nigah, with one glance, he changed the life of that boy. That boy who had immoralities, the boy who was shameless, became one of the most manned personalities in Baghdad Mualla. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, this is our Ghawsul Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. May Allah Kareem make us true devotees of Ghawsul Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Subhanallah, the poet says so beautifully. Let's make this dua inshallah Azza wa Jalla, so that we are also able with the vision. We are blessed with the vision of seeing him, and for us to be seen, for us to be gaining that gaze would change the lives of others. If that same gaze has to glance on us, perhaps our lives would also change. The poet says, Rukh se parda ab apna hata do jaliyon par nigaahein jami hai jaliyon par nigaahein jami hai faaslon ko khuda ra mita do jaliyon par nigaahein jami hai Ghawsul Azam ho, Ghawsul Bara ho, Ghawsul Azam ho, Ghawsul Bara ho, Dastgir aur Mushkil Kusha ho. Kya baya aapka martaba ho kya baya aapka martaba ho noor ho noor salle ala ho aaj deedar apna kara do jaliyon par nigaahein jami hai jaliyon par nigaahein jami hai sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah وَسَلَّمَ عَلَيْكَ يَا سَيِّدِي يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ. So yes, dear viewers of Madini Channel, this is the maqam of Ghawsul Azam. Sayyidina Shaykh Abul Hasan Qarashi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he narrates, in the year 559 Hijri, a large group of heretics came to the blessed court of Ghawsul Azam Rahmatullahi Ali. They brought with them two closed baskets. Hi, 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 hi. The heretics asked, oh Ghawsul Azam, tell us what is inside this basket. Would they began to test the knowledge and ilmi ghaib and the insight and perception of Ghawsul Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Hi, hi, hi. Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam Rahmatullahi Ali, with his insight, that is, with his spiritual vision and the light of his heart, realized what was inside that box. Aap pehchan chuke the ki us dabbe ke andar, us box ke andar kya cheez hai. So he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali placed his hands on one of the basket and said, this one contains a disabled child. Is basket ke andar ek aisa bachcha hai jo chal phir nahi sakta. Disabled, ma'zoor child. Then he instructed his son, who his son was, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Razak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, to open this basket. When the basket was opened, there indeed was a disabled child. Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali once again, for the second time, placed his affectionate and blessed hands upon the child and said, قُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, stand by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as he said this, the child's disability was cured. And he stood up perfectly healthy, dear viewers. It seemed as if kuch huwa nahi tha unke saath, Allahu Akbar. Then Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali placed his hands on the other basket and said, this one contains a healthy child. And when the basket was opened, there was indeed a healthy child inside this. Witnessing the saintly karamat and miracle of Sultanul Baghdad, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, all the heretics repented from their wrong beliefs and became the true devotees of Sultanul Awliya, Ghawsul Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. They came into the folds of Islam, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Allah, Allah, Allah. Ghawsul Azam, Piro ke Pir, Roshan Zameer, Dastagir Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is the founder of the Qadiriyya order, meaning the established Qadiriyya spiritual path. and set forth its principles. Ghawsul Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is the founder of the Qadiriyya order, meaning he established the Qadiriyya spiritual path, and he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali set the rules, regulations and principles of the spiritual order, Qadiriyya Silsila, Subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madini channel, Alhamdulillah, this as well reflects the keen insight and far-sightedness of Ghawsul Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, for the reform of society in his time remain relevant and beneficial even today, dear viewers. If we adopt the core principles of the Qadiriyya order, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, it is a promise, dear viewers, our society can become an exemplary one. Our society can become even more better. What are these core principles of the Qadiriyya order? Let's listen to it. Firstly, from the Qur'an Pak, the first principle of the Qadiriyya order, yani the mujahada, spiritual struggle, it means to make a consistent effort to reform oneself. Ji haan, aap mustaqil taur se koshish karte rahein ki aap sudhar jayein, hum theek ho jayein. And this is the mission and the vision of Da'awat Islami. This is the slogan of this beautiful, fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. So the first dars, the first principle, the first rule of the Qadiriyya order is mujahada, spiritual struggle. And this is in light of the Quran Pak. What Allah Kareem states in the Holy Quran Pak? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا.
And those who strived in our path, we shall most definitely show them our ways. Hi. So it becomes clear that whoever sincerely strives to come onto the right path, when he strives, he struggles, he's making jaddu jihad koshish to seek the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to abandon the sins, then Allahu Akbar, he frees himself from bad habits and Allah Azza wa Jalla grants them guidance to the right way. So that is why Ghawsul Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali established the foundation of his noble Qadiriyya order on mujahada. That we all have to perform koshish, jaddu jihad. We have to work hard to perform mujahada, the spiritual struggle to attain Allah's closeness and proximity. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So through his teachings, it is as if Ghawsul Azam is teaching us today, O people, merely talking will not bring about any change. So, baat karna, talks are cheap. Talking will not make any change. Rather, it is essential for each one of us to introspect with fairness, identify our faults, sins and bad habits, and then make a determined effort to eliminate those evils and place them with good habits. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, if we hold fast onto the daman of Ghawsul Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, we will most definitely achieve this, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. In the month of Rajab, 554 Hijri, Ghawsul Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali stated, O person, if you seek success, then oppose your nafs, your lower selves, your carnal desires, and obey your Lord. Melt your nafs through mujahada. If you do this, your heart will find tranquility and peace. He says, O person, lower your expectations, and your nafs will become obedient to you. Hi. He says, have your nafs listen to the blessed advice from the greatest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Teach your nafs the hadith and the advices from the master of all masters, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, when you wake up in the morning, do not give yourself hope for the evening. Allahu Akbar. And when you reach the evening, do not give yourself hope for the morning. Indeed, you do not know what your name will be tomorrow. Yani, you don't know whether you'll be called with your name or whether people are going to call you marhum, so and so person. When you have no idea that today you can become a marhum. So don't have hope for the evening. And when you reach the evening, don't have hope for the morning as well, dear viewers. What beautiful teachings are this? Subhanallah. So the Qadiriyya Silsila's foundation is actually the first dars is spiritual struggle, subhanallah, mujahada. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the mujahada and the right way. We should lower our hopes, keep death, the grave, and the hereafter always in front of us, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and firmly adhere to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should not fall into the deception of the nafs and shaitan in this matter whatsoever. If we adopt this habit, then inshallah, azza wa jalla, we will succeed in our self-reformation. And if everyone reforms themselves, subhanallah, the entire society will be reformed, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali revived the dead. He revived the deen. He cured people. He guided thousands of robbers, of thieves, of thugs, of sinners, of misled people into the folds of Islam. He reverted over hundreds and hundreds of people by bringing them into the folds of Islam. Today we are the beggars at his door as well, dear viewers of Madini channel. And we end with this beautiful couplet, subhanallah.
Sun rahe hai wo faryaad meri, sun rahe hai wo faryaad meri, khaak hogi na barbaad meri, main kahin bhi maru shaah jeela, main kahin bhi maru shaah jeela, rooh pahunchegi Baghdad meri, rooh pahunchegi Baghdad meri, mujhko parwaaz ke par laga do, mujhko parwaaz ke par laga do, jaliyon par nigaahein jami hai, jami hai, jaliyon par nigaahein jami hai.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyallah. Until next time, dear viewers, keep reciting durood and salawat upon the most exalted creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Beacon of guidance, when hearts were lost in darkest skies, when hearts were lost in darkest skies, the beacon of guidance did rise, beacon of guidance.